I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Our first guest today wants you to know there's more to Colombia than violence and death. It's also a place where God's Spirit is moving. Hans Daza Bolaños leads the work of Crossroad Prison Ministries in Colombia. Through an interpreter, says many prisoners are encountering Christ's love through their work.
Students, the prisoners have been overjoyed and have said to me, we have never had anyone pray for us by name like this. We have never had anyone write to us personalized letters of encouragement. We've never had anyone do that before. This really encourages the prisoners, and it really makes them feel like somebody cares.
Praise God for the growth of His kingdom in an unexpected place, and visit us at missionnews.org. to look for this story to help Crossroads Colombia reach more prisoners for Christ. And Ghana is just over 70% Christian, and believers there generally have a lot of freedom to practice their faith. However, Femi Adelaide, director of the Institute for Christian Impact, sees Ghanaian believers struggling with complacency. Adelaide recently spoke at Urbana 18, a student missions conference hosted by InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. He says the Institute for Christian Impact is training believers to live the gospel in sacred and secular spaces.
If God is interested not just in the sacred space, but in all aspects of life, it is important that in our discipleship strategies, we help Christians appreciate the need to see their professional callings as ministry. To know that in and through their professions, they can bear witness to God's saving grace.
Please pray for Ghanaian believers to point others to Christ. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can find us on social media or Amazon Alexa, iTunes, and TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. You can look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.